We continue with our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. With us this morning, Barney Leary, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. Barney, we'll let you start this morning. What do the latest statewide numbers look like?
Well, good morning, Brad. It's Monday, and we're glad to be here this morning. And the numbers in Arkansas look something like this. 853 positive cases presently. 27 of those are on ventilators. 67 of those are hospitalized. And that's actually down about 5 since Saturday. And unfortunately, we had 16 deaths. In Arkansas, we've tested 11,780. Of those, 10,927 have come back negative, which is only 7.8%, which is a good number. That number seems to be dropping, and we're thankful for that. In Baxter County, we've tested 46. 36 of those are negative, so the other 10 are pending. And we've only had 3 known positive cases in Baxter County. Unfortunately, we have not had any COVID-19 patients in our hospital ever since we started testing here at Baxter Regional Medical Center.
That is good. Stephanie, let's talk about PPE, the personal protective equipment and supplies. How's that looking for the hospital right now?
Well, as of right now, we're doing good, but we are still seeing challenges with getting any additional personal protective equipment in, so that's an ongoing daily thing that we're having to track and try to monitor. But we are conserving our personal protective equipment as much as we can, following Arkansas Department of Health and CDC guidelines.
Let's talk about the latest info on COVID-19, some reminders we need to let folks know about.
Yeah, the biggest thing I wanted to talk about today is, I don't know if everyone's heard, but the end of last week, the CDC is now recommending wearing cloth face coverings in public settings where social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Especially in areas of significant community-based transmission. And I know that the president and the governor have both announced this as well, but CDC has released some guidance on their website.
Tobias, she mentioned masks. I know a lot of folks have been working on sewing masks for in the area. What can you tell us about that?
They have, Brad. We've had a tremendous outpouring of people sewing masks, and we really appreciate it. I've got a list of, over 25 names of folks and different groups that are sewing masks. And I do know this change in the CDC guidelines. Some of these folks are going to start sewing masks for people, and we totally understand that. But we are still accepting those masks. We have put out a template on our website, along with all of our other coronavirus information. People can visit baxterregional.org/coronavirus.
All right. Anything else as far as community info you need to pass along? I know you got the blood drive today.
Yeah, the blood drive today, and we pointed people to the app to sign up on that so that they didn't have to stand in line, but I think they can still call and come down and check that out. And we'll have another one coming up here in a few weeks that we'll announce later in the week.
Okay. Barney, I know we've talked about fundraisers. There's a new one with T-shirts. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, we're just so thankful how the community has responded to helping us financially during this crisis. And a new one out is the Bradley Bunch, the Home Body T-shirt fundraiser, led by Carla Bradley. She's the wife of our physician, Dr. Lucas Bradley, who is our neurospine surgeon. And we're so thankful for that. And I think you can go on Facebook and actually purchase those T-shirts. They're wonderful. They look great. And that will really help us. We'll use that to purchase personal protection equipment and things that we need here. And, that cost has continued to drive up. And anyone else that wants to give, they can call us at 508-1770 or send it to 624 Hospital Drive, and we'll use that for the things that we need here, like the personal protection equipment and things that are very vital to our caregivers on the front line.
All right. Guys, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Oh, nothing. We had a little meeting with our directors on Friday, and we were talking about how fortunate we are to be here to be able to take care of our community. And this seems like all doom and gloom right now, but we have a great medical community, and I saw it on Friday. Our people are ready to step up to the plate and do what it takes to take care of our folks here in Baxter, Marion, and the surrounding county. So we're just blessed. It's Monday morning, and we're going to make a great day of it, Brad.
Barney, hey, thank you, and Stephanie and Tobias again this morning.
Thank you.
All right, again, Barney, Larry, Stephanie, Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.